It's time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to see and do in the community.
And you know, there's been so much going on lately. I could use a romantic thing to see or do in this community.
You truly do. Also, let's be clear. Romantic thing to see and do in the community that does not involve going to the movies and watching Barbie and or Oppenheimer, because the parking lot around University Place while there are movies being shown is crazy.
You're just upset. You're just upset because when it's time for Live and Local, you can't park near the station because everybody either wants to see Barbie or Oppenheimer or just Barbenheimer and park in the middle of the street like a monster.
All right. All right. So here we go with this week's prompt.
I want to hear this prompt.
Great. So last week.
That's so last week, Aaron.
Feel like it was even longer ago than that, but earlier this month.
Yeah, sometime this year.
A whole bunch of people coming to town for the Chelsea-Wrexham game.
Right.
And it was a big deal, right?
Like, huge.
All of these folks coming to town from all over the country, right. nay the world. One of our folks from found someone who would come here from Nigeria just to watch this game.
It's
which
a
was
part of the world,
incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Of course, the team was coming. The teams were coming in from the UK. And the Visitors Bureau, the Orange County Visitors Bureau, did a really, really good job of laying out the red carpet and welcoming all of these guests in and saying, great, if you are in town for the Chelsea-Wrexham match, you're here for a couple of days, here's what you should do in Chapel Hill. Here are the highlights. Here's the top 10. Go here, experience this, go to these restaurants, have a great time in Chapel Hill. And there are some really good date night ideas that
tremendous
mix.
Tremendous ideas.
Huge. The best. Yeah. All the best
Capital.
People tell me it's the best. Here's my question.
All right.
What is a great date night suggestion? Mm-hmm. What would be a fantastic date night that would never in a million years show up in an official guide to Chapel Hill? The Visitors Bureau is never going to put this on a list.
Yeah.
You're never going to find this in like top 10 dinner recommendations for Chapel Hill magazine or anything like that. Never on any official list of great date night ideas in Chapel Hill. But it's a great date night idea nonetheless. Go.
All right. So
I got a really good one.
I got an amazing one. Let me tell you two ideas that are my joke answers just because I want to get them out of the way.
I hope that your joke answers are not my actual answer.
You have set me up for like two wonderful joke answers either, you know, this morning or throughout the years. Number one, something that you should not do is, I don't know, go see Barbenheimer at University Place because Aaron wants to park closer to the building. Brad complains whenever he's worried about getting towed because he's here for date night or whatever. Like, whatever. Like, don't go to Barbenheimer. Number two, don't go to Pepper's. It's not going to be on the list because they closed forever, but they shouldn't
anymore.
Be.
Yeah.
Here's a brilliant idea that I think you and I specifically would really enjoy, but it's never going to show up on any official Chapel Hill, like, government-sanctioned, county-sanctioned list.
Right.
You rent an Airbnb.
Ooh. You have to get out of town for that one.
And you do a bar crawl where you get one drink at every hotel bar in the Chapel Hill Carver area.
I like that. And of course, skipping over some good bars to focus on the hotels, but I like it.
Yeah, again, that is, I think, somewhat the point. It is the most anti-Chapel Hill, Chapel Hilly day because all of these hotel bars, you're going to order the drinks you would get at the bars you skipped to try to raise the standard for what you're doing. But what feels more Chapel Hilly to me in like this moment of just like raising the standard a little bit and creating new fun things for us. Stay in Airbnb, which I think everybody hates, and then just only drink at hotel bars, which I think everybody hates, but you're doing it ironically, and then you can appreciate what you've got when you go back to your normal routine.
It's good. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
There are some good hotel bars.
There
too,
are a lot of great hotel bars. Yeah. Sometimes they become less great whenever they change their theming or concept, but you can hold them to like your ideal standard and go, well, if I was at the Crunkleton or if I was at the Belltree, if I was at the bar behind the Lantern that I keep calling the Red Room or the Red Door, but I don't actually know the name of.
I just call it the Red Room.
I could get this thing. Be the change you want to see in the world, but do it while you're staying at an Airbnb just for the irony factor.
I've got an even better answer than that.
I don't know that there is a better answer. That is a perfectly curated Brad and Aaron date night of do the opposite of what everybody would expect you to do and make it fun.
You know what I have never suggested ever? Because it's not really my thing.
Sure.
But it's a lot of people's things.
Go to Pepper's Pizza.
No.
Complain that Pepper's Pizza is closed.
No.
A third thing about Pepper's Pizza.
Role play.
Ooh, okay.
Here's what you do.
All right.
You you get together with your that special someone. Uh-huh. You want to have a nice date night. You go to campus. You have to do this during the school year.
Sure.
Go to campus.
Yeah.
Find one of those like big, massive lectures.
Oh.
Walk in.
Uh-huh.
Sit in the back.
Yeah.
And pretend you're like two students who just happen to sit next to each other and are like meeting for the first time and hitting it off and just like snuggle in the back row while the professor is talking about chemistry or whatever.
Right, sure, of course.
And then afterwards, you leave the lecture hall, you go over to the student union building, you get like a bagel or a Bojangles or whatever they have in the student union building right now. And you sit there and you like bond and create romance over the most UNC student thing ever, which is meeting in a lecture hall, going to the student union building.
So like it's a little pretend meet cute.
Exactly.
It feels like it would be more fun if you had a pretend to like meet cute, but like the third act was like, what do you mean you're a Robertson scholar? Get out of here.
Get out. Well, the third act, if you really hit it off, is you go over to Davis and you go up to what floor is it?
Eight.
You go up to the eighth floor of Davis, and then you consummate your date.
I don't like that you said you're going to point at me at some point in time, and I'm going to know the immediate answer to this question.
But you did, and it was funny.
It's just the top floor. It's the third act of everything.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you.